I remember when I first met you, it was at your birthday at a strip club called Crazy Horse in Las Vegas. And I remember walking around this strip club, like trying to figure out where the hell I'm going. Eric Anders was like, "Yo, you need to come here. It's midnight." I didn't want to be in the strip club. I didn't want to be there. I didn't know anything. And I walked around for like 20 minutes. Eric and Yasmin's phone was dead, so I couldn't get in contact with them. So I had no clue what it was. And they kept saying, "You need to go up there. So they're probably at this birthday." I'm like, "What the hell?" But I'll never forget when I walked up the stairs at the Crazy Horse to this closed off section for Kendra Lust's birthday. I walk up and I see Andy Ruiz, the world champion boxer, sitting there right after he got his bone. I'm like, "The hell?" I think I saw Triple H and Goldberg, and then I saw TJ Dillashaw's manager, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, where the fuck am I?" And then Chuck came up to me. And then all of a sudden, Eric popped up out of nowhere. And then I was like, "What is going on? Like, where am I at?" And next thing I know, we're talking till like what, like 4 or 5, 6 in the morning, just
I don't know.
shooting the shit in a circle.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, in Vegas, they just keep like the air, it's always cool. And I don't know, it's like you lose track of time, even like with the time change. I don't know what it is. It's just something in the air in Vegas. They're pumping like oxygen and all kinds of stuff into the air. So there's a lot of mornings that, well, nights that we went out and then we're going into the hotel when the sun goes up. You don't forget those.
There's a lot of nights. I think our last one we went into, we were at a karaoke bar for your birthday.
Was it? Oh,
I don't know.
yeah, karaoke.
It was right at the beginning of the pandemic. No, I don't. I think the pandemic was being lifted.
Yeah.
I can't really recall what exactly we did, but your birthday parties are fun. They're a bash. They're extravagant. They're what everybody wishes that they could do for their birthday.
Yeah, you know, I do honestly that my favorite thing about yeah, I love just like getting together with my friends. And it's cool, but I just feel like I don't know. He goes crazy with birthdays and I'm just like I like to do it for other people. So this year I wasn't in the mood to I don't know. I said let's just be like low key. So that didn't happen. No, he
You know what
invited
I
a friend
thought?
over.
Who invited a friend over?
Professor X, like a ton of friends, like we're over. And I felt so bad because I was such a downer. I'm like, I'm so ungrateful right now. And I love my friends, but I wasn't in the mindset because it's like, as soon as he told me, I'm like, oh
But it
shit.
was
Like,
at home. It was at home. Like you
yeah,
can't,
so
you don't like to be outside yourself if you're not at home.
So, I mean, I love my friends. It was awesome. And, you know, it was cool and stuff. But yeah, it's always work. Like, I don't think guys get that. Even they say, oh, you don't have to do, my house is clean. However, I want to make sure like it is ready to go, you know, and there's
Yeah, party
food.
ready.
Yeah, you know, like they're in
Do
my
you hang
house.
up like confetti and all that other stuff for parties? Or
Not
do
for
you like
my own stuff.
just, I was just curious. You know what? I was actually thinking, I was thinking this would be the coolest thing in the world. I'm thinking that we should throw a Beauty and the Beast party. We
That
should
would
have
be
a big, like a big party. We should rent out a mansion somewhere. It could be Las Vegas, where everybody wants to go. They're easy to find mansions, California, somewhere like in the middle where everyone's at, and just invite past guests, present guests, future guests, and just have like a straight, just a party. We'll have like a bunch of security guards there to make sure everything's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Invite only. You have to RSVP. I think, dude, we can have like a sick party.
I think that would be a great idea. We just need to time it. Timing is everything with your schedule and my schedule, you know, but and good planning because, you know, if we try to throw some crap together, it's not gonna be good. But if we it's a well thought out plan, months and months, we could have a DJ. I mean, we could do whatever.
I know a plethora of DJs that would play the shit out of it, and big name DJs that would play it for free just to be a part of the a part of it. You know, like have you ever seen those photography shoots that people do like in Vegas? Like a bunch of girls would go to these like exotic mansions to take photos with these high-end photographers, and they're all hanging out. They take photos of them, and they give them all these photos. And you see these girls that look like they're swimming or they're
I love that. I love the
whatever.
underwater stuff, you know?
Yeah,
It's badass.
I think we could do something similar.
Florida was cool. It's just the humidity. So I'm thinking like Vegas. I think it's great because people, it's close enough maybe for everybody. And I think the rules there are not as strict right now as like Los Angeles. So.
There's this place in Vegas called Ranch Island. We wouldn't go there just because it's not something that I like. I would want to have a party there, but okay. At their island, they have like this very scenic pool. You'll see if I showed you pictures of girls that were taking photos there. Like, and I'm telling you, like some of these girls, like the BF or the bare knuckle fighting girls, they've taken photos there and stuff. They have these campaigns of photography and influencer, you know, gatherings because they have so many different scenes. They have a sand pit with Olympic rings on it. They have this pool that travels on the front and back with waterfalls and these palm trees. It looks like a little rainforest in the backyard of Las Vegas. But it's great for photography and things like that. But it wouldn't be able to hold what we could bring, like Wish Mansion. Like, how sick would it be to take Wish Mansion over?
I don't know that I've looked up at, or that I've seen Wish Mansion. The only mansion, this is, it's got like stuff all over. I've been to the Playboy Mansion. That was awesome.
But you've it was Playboy like, Mansion?
I was, yeah.
Like, it was cool. When he was alive or no?
The big party. It was a big party back in 2012 or 13. It was badass. P. Diddy was there. Pamela Lee. Chris, what's his name? Now I can't remember his name. Chris Brown. He was so nice. Like, just to sit and talk to him, he was like
before
so
before or cute. After the allegations?
I want to say it was before. Yeah, it was. I think it was before. Who else was there? But P. Diddy was like nobody could get near him. He was in like his private section where it was like a lot of the other guests. And then Hugh came out for a little bit in his traditional red robe, silk robe. It made a little announcement. It was some sort of like fun. I don't know if it was like a fundraiser type thing, but it was a lot of fun. It was cool. It just wasn't as nice as I thought it was going to be. It was a little outdated.
The question is are they, I don't want to say are they, but damn it. I'm trying to sit there and think like, was Hugh Hefner there? Yeah. Was Hugh Hefner allowed?
He was
around.
What?
When did he pass? He had to pass.
Not too long ago. It was like a few years ago.
That status that he had and he created throughout the you know, the magazine and the adult industry is absolutely, it's insane. It was Hugh Hefner and Ron Jeremy were the two people that you would know. Like, for me growing up, those were the two people. But Hugh, there was never anything ever bad that was talked about with him, and like everybody wanted him, all the movie theater or all the movie scenes, they wanted him in there. They wanted to use his mansion, they wanted him to do everything. And like, I just, how do you get into that type of position to be a Hugh Hefner?
I know, right? I don't know who was the other guy who did Penthouse, Larry something, can't think of his name. He was in the wheelchair, Larry Flint. So,
Larry Flynn. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
That's what it was, Hustler. So, I mean, I don't know. I think you have to be an entrepreneur because when they started, it was, you know, back when it was still very taboo. But again, I think because they were businessmen, not business women, you know, and so they had an advantage. And I think they did help change the way that I think people looked at women, you know, not just for. In a like artistic nude, because when I think of Penthouse or I think of Playboy, I think of it's sexy, but there was like an element of class, I guess, to those girls. So it was a privilege and an honor to be a Playboy girl.
Yeah, I remember like just as a kid growing up, like hearing the models be on the front cover. It was like the biggest thing ever. I remember, I think it was Tara Reeves. What was that her name? The girl that played that. She wanted to be the front cover.
Yeah.
She was in the Steve Stifler movie. What is it? American Pie.
Yes.
You know, she was all talking about being on there. And I remember those in the headlines, something along that sort. But having the ability to be the cover of Playboy, you know, to be the cover of the magazine, everybody wanted, all the teenagers trying to sneak into the gas stations to look behind the blank screen or the blank
little sliding black plastic thing.
Yeah, the cover bags. Like, I just wanted to see, like, who is this? That's what, I mean, Jenna Jameson got popular off of Playboy, right?
I mean, she was just popular because she was, you know, she was stunning. I mean, she was beautiful. She was sexual. She was nuts. And, yeah, big boobs, blonde, like everything that the 90s were about before they just, I guess, discovered butts. It's so weird how the trends, even with sexuality, I mean, I think some of the things pretty much remain the same, like, okay, if someone's attractive or not, but it's just so weird. It was all, they were legs and boobs back in the 90s, blonde bombshells.
Yeah, blonde bombshells. And then you see, and like, it's all booty now, like big wet butts.
Yes, oiled up ass.
Yeah, like
it's nuts.
I was actually listening to a podcast with Abella Danger, and she was talking about like big wet butts are like one of the biggest things that everyone loves. She's like, that's her favorite search topic whenever she looks into any type of like website. She's like, I love that. I'm like, oh shit, I guess I gotta click that one. But that's one thing that we should start doing. We should create this podcast to become the next platform for, you know, adult entertainment, for OnlyFans, for the females and males to come on and do that and have like host parties. Could you imagine like these big parties that we could have? I think it would be an attraction. You hire out all these different people. We could sell tickets, and the only way you get tickets is that you have to prove a background. I'm just saying, we can figure something out.
Premier access to like a very private party. Oh God, it'll go crazy. I mean, I think some of the girls, if I'm opening one of my presents that I haven't opened, some of the girls I think are doing like, well, I'll talk a little bit more about it, like NFTs and stuff. So we'll talk about that.
Anyway, NFTs are good. Yeah, let's look at this. It looked like someone bought you a skateboard. It looked like you were pulling the box out, but it looked like a skateboard box.
The time I don't have my, you know, my pocket knife or my, you know, box cutter, I'm like so nuts about having like a little knife.
Who got you this gift?
That's kind of cool. I love that.
Oh, it's a fucking skateboard. I legit was
correct. Yeah, you were right. Nice.
Oh, that's so sick.
Pacific Skateboards.
Whose photo is that?
I don't know. It's pretty good. You know,
who took that photo? I know it's you, but who took the photo?
Yeah, let me think of the photographer, because he was really good. He worked for Archangel, and he also worked for, I think he was the primary photographer for Elegant. I can't think of his name. Carlos something. He was very good.
Yeah. Carlos. Baby Carlos.
Good times.
Let's check it out. Said it was a photographer for Elegant.
Elegant, yeah. This is badass. Thank you, Pacific Skateboards. I love it. Awesome. That's loud as hell opening this plastic, so I'm not going to. But yes.
NFTs. Who's all doing NFTs?
I mean, a lot of people are doing them. However, I don't know why I had so much of this in here. They are what do you call it? Everyone's kind of like structuring theirs a little different, because I guess it all depends. Everybody wants something different with their NFT. You know, some want like they're selling art, products, experiences, that type of thing. So everybody's kind of doing something different.
The UFC's actually been diving into NFTs.
Really?
And they're actually doing very successful, and the numbers are turning out to be really good. NFTs, I mean, it's changing the game. Legit is changing the game in the fight realm, in the business realm, and just the money realm. Like that cryptocurrencies, like it's just everything's going over tokens, coins. I'm just.
It is. Yeah, it is crazy. But I think it's not. It's only going to be for a certain amount of time. And then the market. I mean, I don't know. I think you just have to like strike while the iron's hot. So there's really not. I feel like if you don't get on into something or have one by the end of the year, then you might miss the opportunity.
I think things are changing now. And the times have been changing a lot lately with money and the awareness people have. Like people are self-educating themselves through all of, I mean, social media is bringing a rise to attention on certain things with the banks. And they're just like, dude, why the hell can I only have this bank? And if I want to use this money, it's like, what the hell? So the Bitcoin, the currency of Bitcoin, everyone's all in on that because the bank can't touch it. You know, the SEC does, and they can move stuff around. They can pull money away. But it's like if you look at these things like the Mavericks, what is it, Mark Cuban's?
Yes. I'm looking right now to see what
the Mark Cuban's. Yeah, he's taking Dogecoin.
Damn.
He said you can pay with Dogecoin at the Maverick Stadium.
That's crazy.
And it's like, that's insane to me. Where everyone's like, oh, they won't accept it, but this dude's accepting a 24-cent coin that you can use to pay for tickets, you could pay for drinks, you could pay for stuff. Like, there has to be something going on with that. But I mean, that's where we're changing to. Like, there's places that allow Bitcoin that you could pay with instead of cash, instead of credit card.
Yes.
And I think times are changing, and it's right before us. We're going to be all electronic. There's going to be very little people that can do anything with our
cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. You heard what happened with OnlyFans, didn't you, for a while?
Yeah.
They were trying to shut everything down. They said October 1st.
Why?
So apparently it's something to do with MasterCard that they didn't want to support the adult industry because, you know, we're considered high risk. It's a high risk type of business. So OnlyFans was going to, I guess, apparently just we were allowed to still be on the platform, except we couldn't post, you know, any sexual content. So I don't know if it was a week or whatever that's what I don't even think it was a week. They made the statement, and then with maybe a few days, they realized that so many people were going to leave that the platform would not really be able to sustain itself on just regular. So, I mean, that's as of now, we think it's going to stay. However, a lot of girls have jumped ship because they feel that come October 1st, that, you know, it's not
going to change.
Yeah, it'll change. So there, you know, there's
The problem is with what they did is I was reading into it, and they didn't want to be known as that industry that does, like, you can have OnlyFans, you could just do music, which some people do. And OnlyFans doesn't have to be with a stigma that's around nudity, porn, things like that. And but you've already created it and you allowed it. Like, you can never go back.
Yeah. You know? It's like, once you go black, you don't go back. You can't go back.
Yeah. You know, what's the old saying? Like, you can change a carpet once, you're not a carpenter. You can build a building, you're not a builder, but you suck one dick, you're a dick sucked for life. You ain't never heard that. But it's absolutely true.
I'm just having fun with that one. Yeah.
you allow that to happen, and it became known as that. No one ever puts that relationship with anything else. Like, if you're like, oh, you have an OnlyFans, like, the first thought that comes to your head. And it's kind of like what we spoke with Kieran Lee is, like, people always have that stigma. When you hear adult industry, you think of, you know, you think negative. And then the same thing, when you think of OnlyFans, you think of, you know, the adult industry, then it keeps going here. And it's like, you can never change that. You already went there.
You know, what's so funny to me. And I just laugh sometimes. I'm like, you know, I'm all about, you know, like I said, a woman feeling empowered and, you know, and sexual and positive, all that stuff. However, here's a certain story that I just am scratching my head, because this person at the gym, this female, was judging me without knowing me, right? Okay. And we'll just leave it there. I don't like drama, but apparently Professor X walked up and heard that she was making some negative comments and was implying, you know, I'm the only adult person that works there, right? Or that works out there. So he kind of shut her down in a nice way. Next thing you know, she was training with my trainer. And she's married, supposedly happily married. And when she signed up with the trainer, he said, you know, I need before photos and then I need after photos. You know, we'll do like a progress photo. So we'll do some before and then we'll do some midway and then after. So she's like, oh, okay, I'll send you some selfies. Do you know she sent nude selfies? Who does that? Like a sports bra, something. You don't just come with like your, you know, stuff out. Have a look. And here people would assume that I would be the one sending those photos when I am trying to be, you know, respectful and putting things over. I'm like,
I don't know. I don't know how I'd react to that. I was just like, I don't know.
No, this is what he told her. He's like, no, inappropriate. Never again. Okay. No. I love it. Go, Nick.
That's awesome. There was a, it's crazy. There's this book that I read back in, I had my mom read it. It was like back my freshman year of college. It was called The Other Westmore. One of my favorite books, actually. And it was about two people with the same name, but different faiths. So one guy, they both grew up in Baltimore, both named Westmore. One got in trouble and their parents sent him to like a military school to grow up in. And the other one never really got out of it. The one went into drugs, XYZ, and stealing, car theft, went in and out of prison. The other one became a colonel, high in the military, did it for years. And he wrote a book. But he was basically, he interviewed the other Westmore, and he was just like, man, like one of the questions that he asked him was like, you know, why didn't you change? He's like, I did. He's like, I changed multiple times. The problem is, he's like, everyone tells you you're a product of your environment, but you're not a product of your environment. You're a product of what people perceive you. You can never leave that. So if you're a thief mm-hmm. and you show up to a place,
yeah,
everyone knows that you used to be a past thief. You can't change that. You're always a thief to them. So they constantly just never gave him a chance, never gave him an opportunity. So he couldn't get jobs. He couldn't get anything. And it was just everywhere they looked down on him, they changed it. And he was like, man, you know, if you can't beat him, join him. Like if they want to think I'm that way, then I'm going to be that way. And then he ended up, long story short, in 2002, 2003, had one of the biggest diamond heists in history. And sorry, my Siri keeps popping up, but he had one of the biggest diamond heists in history. And he ended up got locked up for his entire life because, again, there was a shootout. And since his partner killed an officer, he's blamed for the same thing. So he's in life.
Damn.
It's a good book. Yeah, check it out. The Other Westmore. But the story of the whole thing is you're not a product. You're a product of what people perceive of you. So whatever someone thinks you are, you're always going to be that. You can never change. If you're a millionaire, everyone thinks you're going to be a millionaire. Or everyone thinks you're a millionaire. If you're a scumbag, everyone's going to think you're a scumbag. You can never change someone's. You can never change someone's opinion about you.
But I don't think you can be just one thing, right? You can be multiple things. You can be a kind person who just loves sex.
It's different, but that's not the
negative, though. You notice that society always is geared towards the negative. Like you're just a dick sucker, right?
It doesn't. It will never change. It can never change. You know, it's the person has to change themselves to be able to allow you to change. But no matter what you did, porn.
Yeah.
And I fight for a living. You know, they look at you as you're a porn star. They look at me as I'm a fighter. They don't understand that I have businesses. They don't understand that I have, you know, I'm closing on homes. That I'm homes multiple. You know, I'm like closing on stuff to grow business, to grow my mind, why they work a 9-to-5 that they absolutely hate. Like you're doing something that you love, but they can't fathom that. People can't fathom that, but they'll always look at you as that's all he does is fight. He doesn't have anything. All fighters are Conor McGregor that punched MGK.
Stop.
That's what he everyone thinks.
He deserves to be punched, though. I can't stand him. He is so – how? How?
You remember whenever him and Eminem got in a beef?
Who?
Eminem and MGK, because MGK like said something about Eminem's daughter, and well, Eminem came back and opened up a whole entire album and just murdered him.
Good. I love it.
We're both from Michigan, I think.
I have no idea where that. He's just disgusting. He has more. He's from, like, bell color.
From the same area.
No. I love Eminem. I don't know where.
No, MGK. MGK is from Michigan.
I don't care where he's from. It's embarrassing that he's from Michigan. I don't like him. He's disgusting.
Why do you not like him? Is he a product of his environment? Or is he a product of how you perceive
him?
What did he do wrong?
I don't like him. He just appears like so cocky and so, and I don't know. I don't like his style. I don't like his pompous kind of attitude. I don't know. I just don't like him. He's rubbed me the wrong way since I met him years ago. Yeah.
I've never really listened to any of his music to be able to give an opinion. And I never really knew the guy to give an opinion. I respect him. He shows up to fights. Him and his girl. And I think it's awesome.
But, beautiful. Beautiful.
But yeah, I just don't. I don't have an opinion on him. But whatever it was that made Connor want to swing on him is pretty intense. I want to know what really happened. What
something
was going
a drink
on?
With somebody was bumped or something. I think it was something like a shove or. Whatever.
From what I was reading, is like Connor went to say something to MGK, and his like bodyguard pushed him, and Connor got fucking pissed and threw his drink at him, and then it looked like he was trying to fist bump him, but it doesn't
Love
really.
It.
I don't know. Man, Connor's on a downward spiral.
Yeah, whatever. That dude would get killed. Connor would just eat him for breakfast. Like, he's a little. Stick figure. Reminds me of from Shaggy from fucking Scooby-Doo. I can't stand him.
Oh my God. I'm never going to get that out of my thoughts. Okay. So regardless, we've been talking about, we're going to literally sit down and think about a party. You're coming to my fight October 16th.
What?
They got you tickets, which is insane. They didn't even give Papa Bear a ticket. I've been trying to get my dad a ticket.
What?
And he got you guys a ticket. So I was like, man, motherfucker. But you guys are going to be there at the fights. It's so sick. It's so dope. We need to figure something to do after the fights.
Well, I don't know how that's going to happen.
I don't know.
We'll have a third wheel.
Yeah, I think, but still, go eat. Go.
Yeah, for sure. I know. I mean, it's more about her, like, and her birthday, you know, whatever. But, I mean.
When's her birthday?
It's the 9th. I try not to get, like, make it crazy. I'm like, I'm not going to like go crazy this year because every year is crazy. And she's like, Mom, I'm in double digits now. Like,
I'm a teen.
You know, so I'm just like, and she's like, I want a party and I want an after party. So now I'm like,
how do you do a party and after party?
So the party will like be at a place like where kids can hang out and like just, you know, whatever. She wants to do like, whatever, like a cider mill type thing, only because it's like there's rides, you can play, you can do all this crazy stuff. She loves to just like run around and get crazy. She's like, no. And then we need to get crazy after. So she wants to
do
glow party. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be nuts. Yeah. I ordered all this glow shit, cups, like strobe lights. I'm like probably going to get like a little DJ. Like, it's going to be fun. She's going to have a lot of fun. It'll be cool.
Oh,
and some crazy ass neon cake.
This is why we need to throw a Beauty and the Beast party, a podcast party. And that way we could just be on the party and just have these drunken people come on a live podcast. And talk to them while they're just partying.
Yeah.
Do it for like an hour. Show it up 3 hours maybe. Just have random conversations with people. Oh, I think it would be dope. You're having glow sticks for your daughter after party.
Oh,
not
it's
even
not.
A party.
You
are going to
have
a fucking poodle? Are you going to have a poodle?
A poodle? I don't know about that. But I mean, I have just a shit ton in my office of supply. It's nuts. I mean, blinking, strobe lights, streamers when you come down. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be fun. Whatever.
There's no way.
So, good times. Yeah, I took the little munchkins today to Sky Zone, and they were, oh my God, it was good though. They were jumping.
What's Sky Zone?
Sky Zone's like a cool little, like, it's kind of like a trampoline type a place or whatever, so you can jump, ball pit, dodgeball, which I love watching the kids play dodgeball. Is it terrible? I'm thinking, get that little fucker. Like, it is so funny though to watch them. They're bouncing and, you know, throwing balls and, oh my God, it's just, I want to get in there. I didn't get in there today, but I love
it. That's hilarious. I remember like when I was in school, the baseball team got together and they were like state qualifying baseball team.
Oh, wow.
And we had three of the top pitchers in Missouri or in our class, something like
wow.
that. So these three guys were crow hopping. They were just crow hopping, throwing these fastballs. And I'll never forget, you remember like when you played dodgeball, they had those rubber dodgeballs?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah, they're like, they hurt, but they don't. Like, they're hard.
Fuck that. That's the kickball dodgeball. That's when they hit you, not the sponge. I'm talking about the rubber one where they hit you. That sounds like,
bing.
Yeah. Bing. Yeah. Yes. Dude, I'll never forget this kid probably had, like, in high school, he had, like, a high 80s, like a high 80, low 90 fastball. And he ran crow hopped through this little rubber ball. And some little kid in our school, it's just like a smaller guy, was like, he just got done throwing a ball and was looking this way.
No.
The other guy's maybe 25 feet. And I'm just telling you, it hit him so hard, knocked his glasses off, knocked him down, and he gets up and the whole side of his face is red. And all you heard echo throughout the entire gymnasium is that rubber ball sound. That ding, 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 ding. It was bad.
Ooh. That was bad. I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, you should not be able to hit people in the face. It's inevitable. Like, it happens, though.
No, you can't put a rule like that. But in Sky Zone, they have those same balls, or do they have, like, the foam balls?
Foam balls. I mean, they were getting – like, it was, yeah, it's pretty intense there for a little bit. Yeah, it was good stuff. So I was watching. It was kind of busy. It was cool. It was fun. So,
I'm with it.
Yeah, sure.
Let's figure out some future guests.
We need
to figure out some future guests that we can get up on here. We need to ask our audience to comment down in the YouTube or like and subscribe. They need to let us know who they want us to interview. I mean, we had Gianna Dore, which was absolutely amazing. She was fun. Very, very, very different podcast.
I know. She was interesting. You know, side note, you know, I don't know what's going on with Anthony Rumble Johnson. He's not feeling
good. Oh, man. I saw that.
I know. I need to follow up, but I just didn't know, like, you don't know when to reach out, like, if it's a good time.
I reached out immediately. I didn't give a shit. I reached out immediately. I just said that, like, hey, man, stay strong. Whatever it is, like, you're going to let us know.
Yeah.
My brother was asking me, and he was like, he was throwing out, could it be this, could it be that? And I was like, I started throwing out random stuff. Oh, it could be this, it could be that. And he's like, why could it be that? I'm like, it's anything, but he said it was very serious from what I was reading.
I hope he's okay.
I had a little
message, that we're thinking of him. Okay. All right. Side note, but I was just thinking about that. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm thinking about my fight. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't even thought about
it. Yeah, you're right. You haven't thought about Halloween.
I haven't even thought about Halloween. Where are we going?
I don't know. I want to be Black Widow.
You want to be Black Widow?
Yeah. Like the whole full costume. Yeah. That's going to be awesome. But I don't
know. I have my fight the 16th, so I'm focused on that. Like, and then I have a buddy of mine fighting a couple weeks after that in November. So I don't even know if I'm going to be celebrating. I don't even know if I'm going to be celebrating it. And we'll figure it out. Man, it's crazy. You know what's insane is that, like, I'm not a hater by no means.
Sure.
But, like, fucking, I am just annoyed with some of these girls' costumes.
Oh, these girls. Why?
Oh, my God. Because, like, they're all the same. No, trust me. The less clothes, the better. I love it. I love them when they slut out. This is the one time a year where you can dress like the fucking the deepest, darkest secret of your side, and everybody will accept it, and you could be who you really want to be. I love that. But I'm just so annoyed. I've been seeing a bunch of Instagram stories like, help me pick my store or my costume. And, you know, I'm friends with a lot of people in Vegas and even in Kansas City. And they're like, oh, let me see your costume. And they're like, they have these already pre-made pictures or pre-made like costumes. They're like, hey, which one should I be? And it's like, wait a minute. The whole point about Halloween is like, you either dress up as a goblin or if you're going to go be a slut, you got to make your own costume. Don't buy something pre-made. Like, don't half-ass it. That shit pisses me off. Like, if you're gonna be Black Widow, you can't buy a Black Widow outfit. You have to create. You have to create the Black Widow of your mm-hmm. Like Vanessa Siros. You know exactly who I'm talking about. I don't know if you met her yet, but I was part of her. A few years ago, she was Katana from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Oh,
she made everything. She made everything from the outfit for the panties to the bra to like the extra, like just everything, the straps, everything. And then she also had a glowing ball. Like she made an orb that was glowing. And she ended up winning second at one of like the Halloween party costume contests inside of Encore. But I'm telling you, like, that was awesome to me. It's like, she dressed up, showed her body off exactly how she wanted, but she created it. Where then you see another girl that got was on stage, didn't even get anything, but she bought her shit from Spirits, you know, or the Halloween store. It's like, yeah, come on.
I don't see anything wrong. I don't fucking have the time to, like, hand sew and make my shit. Like, I just don't. No.
That's creativity. Creativity levels everything.
I don't have any. I'm just being honest.
You're going to be Black Widow. But if you're going to cover your entire body up, I get it. But if you're going to sit there and show.
No, it's all covered. It's custom made, baby. If I decide to do it, everything is custom to your measurements. Everything. It's like high quality shit.
If you pay someone to get it, I'm with it. I'm with it. But if you're buying a fucking pre-made costume with like that fake ass
material. I know what you're saying. Okay.
You get what I mean? Like, it's just like, you're not even making, like, put the time and effort to be a real slut. Don't give me this half-assed buy it on fucking eBay just to impress somebody. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I want it. I want it real. I want you to actually go out and make your costume. It annoys me. When I see a chick that is dressed up as like some like, I'm a sexy nun. Dude, go get fucked. It's the ugliest costume ever. You bought
it
that.
It is ever. I can't. I never really got that. Like, oh, because it's taboo. It's so the worst shit ever. I don't like it. I'm going to agree with that. I don't like it. Don't like it.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. Like, oh, it's a sexy nut. Or, like, dude, I watched a girl. Vegas has some of the most greatest characters ever. But I watched a female make a demonic outfit costume into a sexy demonic outfit. Like, dude, I'm telling you, like, she had like demon fangs, she had everything there, but like
context.
When you looked at her, you're just like, I'm actually kind of like turned on by this fucking crazy ass shit you got going on here. She was wearing everything, like the she had the tail, she had every like the whole entire costume.
That's kind of hot,
like,
yeah.
It was, you could tell, like, you can never buy this. And the makeup was unreal. Unreal.
Wow.
But I like that. I like that. I like creativity.
Yeah, I really don't have any. However, I do my best. You know, I do. I like to get a party bus for Halloween. I don't have to drive and just ride that bitch all over. And collect candy and get crazy. It's so fun.
Collect candy? What are you walking to a fucking door, door to door?
I do. Jesus Christ. I do.
By yourself? By yourself?
No, God, no. That's weird. No, with friends and stuff.
Oh, dear
Lord. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I'm
baby.
With it. I'm with it. Yeah, but all right.
Yeah, so I got to get the rest of my meals planned out for the week, you know? I got my dinner menu and everything, so Monday is fucking grind, boy. Got to see buying, packing, what day. I do it for the whole month. That way I wake up, okay, or before bed, okay, know what you're buying tomorrow or you're packing. Like, you got to have a system or your house is chaos.
It's the same thing
doing stuff.
MMA as well. You have to weigh your food. You have to plan your stuff. If you're not on a schedule and you don't create a routine, then you won't be able to. It's tough to succeed. That's so weird. I wanted to say succeed. Successful, yeah. To be successful, you have to have a routine. If you do not have targets, deadlines, check the boxes, do things every day, maintain that routine, you get lost inside the shuffle.
Yeah, I was going to say in the rat race. You know what I mean? The wheel, the hamster wheel, and it, with no direction and no end game, right? No goal.
It's tough for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely tough.
Well, all right. So I'm going to work on guests. You work on guests. And then our listeners, if you guys would send us who you want us to have on. Yeah. And then we'll get this fucking party planned. Ooh. I'm getting texts already from about it.
Let's go. Let's do it. I like that. Yeah, let's figure it out. Like, comment, subscribe. If you comment below any type of future guests that you would enjoy, let us know that. As well as follow our Instagram handle, Beauty and the Beast Podcast. You can follow J. Marquez MMA or Kendra Lust as well. And just shoot us a message on who you want to see on the podcast. Thanks, guys.